Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
All right, guys, here we are on this Friday, last break of the day. It's been a good day, good week. Thank you, Lord. We got through it so far.
Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
I got some closing remarks for people. This is something that I've had to really, really learn myself along the way. It's hard to be something for someone else that you're not for yourself. That's been very difficult. And oftentimes we burden ourselves with the task of making someone else happy when we ourselves are not happy. Have you ever attempted to make a person happy? Do you know how daunting of a task that is? Do you know the impossibility of that? Bishop Jakes told me one time, he said, "You can't make another person happy, nor is it your job." That's not your job. You can't make another person happy. I don't care how hard you try. And if you take on that task, you are dooming yourself to a failed task. It's no way to complete that, because it's going to be ongoing if you provide a happy moment, which will be fleeting, because I just said moment. If you provide a happy moment, the moment they're over that, you're going to need another moment. And another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. And in your quest to provide this happiness for somebody else, you know what you know who you're going to have to sacrifice? Yourself. Because I don't know if you realize it or not, and most of us have at this age, most of these people live realizing this because you've lived long enough to know this. Getting yourself together is a 24/7 operation. So it becomes extra daunting when you take on the responsibility of somebody else. Now, because you are a parent, you now understand the difficulty of it. Because not only are you still responsible for your own welfare being, but you are now being given the task of raising another human being. So my hat goes off to parents, man. My hat goes off to families and parents that's raising kids. My hat goes out to single fathers that's out there trying to raise kids. My hat really go off to single mothers that's out there trying to raise their kids, because I realize how daunting it is, because it's hard enough taking care of you. And now you got the responsibility. And what a lot of single mothers end up doing, and what a lot of mothers do, even with husbands in the house, you sacrifice so much of yourself to make sure that they don't go without, because women are just better at this than men. I know this for a fact, and I'm sorry. I'm not saying men can't do it, and I'm not saying that there aren't men out there that's taking the responsibility of being everything for their family, because it is. It's just women better at it. Well, Steve, why you say that? Because they're more nurturing. They're more all-inclusive. By nature, they are more caring people. And then the added benefit of them being the one that actually manufactured and produced that life, they have a bond that we could never have, man. A mother, a real mother, I'm talking about a good mother, irreplaceable. Irreplaceable. But in that effort, women, of you being all you could be for your child, don't forget yourself sometimes. Don't forget you, because a lot of times you get lost in the sauce. You get lost in the process of trying to hold your family together, being everything you need to be for your husband, being everything you need to be for the children. And I watch women get lost in that. Take some time out for yourself. Go take you a girl's day. Get with a group of women, man, and y'all got similar likes and needs and desires, and go do something together. And then men, the same for you. Because I know how daunting of a task it is to be a man. Being a man is a thankless job. And you know what? Being a man, you can't even get it really 100. Because if you're spending your time supporting and providing for your family, then you're not there. You're going to miss events. You're going to miss recitals. You're going to miss games because you out getting it. But then, if you're there all the time, you had all the recitals, all the games, all the homework, all the PTA meetings, there's a chance that you ain't out there getting it. So now your family is suffering in the provision department because you're trying to be all of the other stuff that they need. Well, guess what? That's tough too. I know very few men who get it all 100, including myself. I've actually heard the grumblings of my kids. You know, Dad wasn't there when we were young. Dad weren't here. They've complained to other people. I didn't see my father much when I was young. I've been tasked with that. I suffer from that guilt all the time from that. But I was out there trying to make it happen. But whenever they needed something or wanted something, they knew where they could come to get it. So it's tough out here. It's tough for everybody, men and women. At the end of the day, take some time out for yourself. Because if you don't take care of yourself, it's going to be hard for you to be something for everybody else. Take some time out. It's okay. It's okay. You don't have to feel guilty about it. You ain't got to feel like, you know, bear no guilt, no shame. Just take some time for yourself. Because I don't know if you noticed it or not, but they do. All of them do, especially them kids. They go off with their friends, act like you don't even exist. Well, I'm going somewhere too. Y'all have a nice day. Y'all have a better weekend. And talk to God. He'd absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown? Sleep tight stories.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.